we did talk to the king, and he's all for, you know, not fighting someone. So,
it's very surprising. I swear, like 2 months ago, he was a complete warmonger and like a racist.
Oh, well, here's part of the plan. We slip this juice of polymorph into Esnor's drink, and he turns into a monkey. But is there one person on your staff that you'd trust above everybody else to do things absolutely right?
I just met all of these people 72 hours ago.
That's it. Wilson, put your tuxedo on. You're working the venue.
I'm working the venue. Oh, what could possibly go wrong?
Everything. So what if we kidnap him, tie him up somewhere, and just keep him occupied?
Welcome, foundlings. This is The Odd Campaign, and I am Quentin, your GM here, yet again, surrounded by a wonderfully full table of players. So sound off 1-2 to introduce yourself.
1-2. Hello, my name is Emily, and today I am playing Snow. Snow is the leader of the Odd Guild, alongside with her faithful wolf companion, Achia.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Who is the king?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm playing Zana. A totally normal gal from Boston, New York. Definitely no, you know, bad background or anything, and no companion in her
Boston,
mind.
Boston, New York?
You know Boston's not New York, right?
Wait, but no, there's there's Boston, New York.
Well, there is, but nobody knows what Boston, New York is.
No, I don't think Boston, New York.
What, do you want me to say the Bronx?
I don't know.
Didn't you say you were from the Bronx once?
Yeah, Boston's in Massachusetts.
Okay. Then the Bronx it is.
I'm so glad we all know where we're from.
Hello, my name is Jonathan, and I play the character Tama. He still has his faithful companion, Pickle Jar.
Blah, blah, blah.
At least for the time being. Blah, blah. We'll see what happens.
We need the girl Pickle Jar next.
Girl Pickle Jar.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. So, last time on the Odd Campaign, you all had gathered together for a wedding ceremony, one which your guild contrived as a political game to join two nations. However, there were some unexpected individuals in attendance that were on the guest list, most notably one, Camille Lysimus. All orchestrating your own plan, attempting to put it into action, you were stationed at your posts, but separate from one another. And all you could see is across the room as one by one, you were approached. When last we left off, the most recent individual that Camille approached was none other than Zana, Xerxes Zion, who was adamant and staunchly in defiance of anything Camille had to say. But in so doing, as a demonstration of power, the first time in this game's history, a player was logged out. And I think that's where we're going to be picking up this week's episode of The Odd Campaign. So Zana, the last thing you remember is being in the banquet hall, surrounded by hundreds of individuals, but your fury bubbling up inside you as you are speaking with the demonstrable Camille Lysimus. But now you find yourself in a quiet, white room. The curtain.
Shiitake mushrooms. Oh,
you
am I in a gown?
You're in a hospital gown, in a bed, and you're currently hooked up to a number of IV drips. You try to sit up instinctually, but you feel as if your body is weak and fatigued.
Do I see a door?
Looking around, you can see that there's currently a curtain drawn separating you from the rest of the rooms. It's quite possible you may not be the only individual here, but to the right-hand side of you, there is a window overlooking the city. And sat in a chair just in front of it is an older woman with white and gray hair kind of pulled up in a bun right now. She seems to be a tough-looking rapscallion, worn down through years, but she's got on a white-collared shirt and a black vest, tattoos, a whole sleeve up both arms, and you can see some creeping up her neck. And she seems generally refined, but at this moment, she seems weary and tired. She has a book currently rested on her lap. It seems as if she might have fallen asleep while trying to keep watch of you.
Do I have the nerve gear still on my head?
It is.
It's like sliding. I take it off. And I look at it, I'd like to inspect it.
You attempt to take it off, and you feel as if it is somehow stuck, and you cannot remove it.
Is there something holding it in place? I explore with my hands.
Nothing. It seems as if it's similar to any other headset. There's no straps or anything, but it just feels as if something is connecting deep into your skull. As if, as you move, your head goes wherever it goes. It is like adhered directly to your skin.
Shoot, they make these things real hard to get off. I look at the lady with white hair. Does she still look like she's resting?
Yes, she seems, you can see bags under her eyes. She's exhausted. There are multiple cups of coffee by an end table by her side, as if she's been here for quite some time.
The city outside of the window, does it look like my city, New York?
It looks like your city through and through. It hasn't changed a day.
I will call out to the lady, "Hey, nurse."
You call out to the woman sitting in the chair and you say, "Hey, nurse." You see his one eye peeps open.
"If I was a nurse, would I be sitting here? I don't think so. You can clean out your own piss pot."
"Good to see you."
"You too, sweet cheeks."
"How long has it been?"
"Too long. You've been out for about 3 weeks."
Three weeks? It's felt like months, almost years. I think this warped kind of time and reality in my mind. Can we take this friggin' thing off my head?"
"We wish."
"Is it stuck on there?"
"We've had every doctor look at it. This is literally a national pandemic at this time. It's affecting hundreds of individuals."
"Well, if there's anyone that knows tech, you guys talk to Jimmy?"
"Hey, me.
Wait. Have you seen Jimmy?"
"Yeah, he's in the bed in the next room over."
"Oh, dang it, Jimmy. At least he's still alive. How many have been lost in the real world? Any?"
Well, then we'd like. Certainly dozens at least. Starting to climb up in the hundreds. I mean, there were over like 5,000 to 10,000 people just in North America that were affected, but this is affecting individuals all over the world."
"Yeah. I know. I met some of them. I'm the first to wake up, aren't I?"
"I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're the first one I've ever seen to wake up, but I..."
"I know I'm the first, because my guild, my party, my found family, I guess you could say."
"Okay."
We were the ones heading out, taking down the whole server. We had plans."
"Okay, and you succeeded? That's how you got out? Monetize that."
"Yeah, the administrator of the server knew we were getting too close, and she logged me out."
"Oh."
"All of my friends are still in there. All of those people are still suffering." "Well, suffering. I mean, it's kind of lack suffering, but I mean, it does emotionally traumatize you for sure." "Oh, no, my sick biceps. They're gone."
"Yeah, they're really gone. You're going to have to build those
back up." "Oh, it took me forever to build those up."
"It's surprising what you can lose in about 3 weeks' time."
"Oh, I'm so sore. Has everyone in this unit connected in there?"
"Yeah, they've cleared out all hospitals for this. I mean..."
"Wow."
"They're trying to keep everyone together so they can monitor their condition to see if anyone improves. I'm sure people are probably going to be running in here any moment."
Do you think there's a way for me to go back?"
I'm not sure. Why would you want to go back? I mean, you just got here."
"Because I know how to get everyone out.
and they can't do it without me.
Are you sure? I mean, like, they really couldn't apply. I mean, I'm just saying, like, this is your life we're talking about. You could be throwing all of this away.
What good am I going to do out here?
I don't know. Why is it your job to save these?
Wait, I know. I'm going to be swarmed by reporters. But that'll be my chance to get the truth out. What's going on in there? What's really going on? It's more than you think. It's not just them trapped. They're doing something to their brains. They're scanning them, mapping them out or something.
That's way above my pay grade.
I know.
I mean, maybe if we had Jimmy, but I mean, even then, Jimmy's not a doctor. I mean,
He's just a techie.
He's a tech guy, and this is the problem. I mean, like, who even works in both medical and science fields? There's, like, a very niche interjoining of things where they're specialists in both of these. Likely.
Isn't it? And won't it be so easy to find just the couple companies that are specializing in it? I think we can do something out here, but I'm not going to be able to do it alone. Nobody else in the real world knows what's actually going on in there. Nobody else in the real world knows why or how or even who, even a link to who, is actually doing this. And if we can find that, maybe the real world, we can pursue it. Oh, shoot.
Go ahead and roll a perception check for him.
Nat 20, my homie man. How am I seeing with the goggles on my head?
Is this not goggles?
Yeah. So
are they like the Apple ones?
Yeah, okay.
It's been a while since you've seen Auntie Helen, so much so that you don't even remember really what the tattoos on her arms were even supposed to look like. So you find it strange that when you're trying to look at her for familiarity, you notice that you know you're fatigued, you're tired, you're drained, but it's almost as if her tattoos look blurry.
Oh no. I look to the door again.
Mm-hmm.
I try to attempt to get out of it.
Oh, would you like me to... Don't push yourself.
I need to.
I'm not even sure you can walk.
I have to pee so bad.
They have a catheter. You're catheterized. You're just peeing into a bag right now.
Ew. Gross. Get it out of me.
You feel like you have
get
to
get it
pee,
off
but...
of me.
So you try to get up. And you're able to successfully stand, though Auntie Helen's kind of protesting. And it seems as if she's starting to get up as well, almost as if to stop you.
I'm trying to entice her to come closer.
Okay.
I will keep moving until she comes to me directly.
Oh, yeah, she comes up to you directly to try and, like, make you physically sit back in bed.
I look at her hands. Is there rings on them?
Yeah.
Are they rings that I recognize?
How well do you remember these rings?
She had the same ones on every time. Some with jewels that are kind of, instead of the flat on the outside of the jewel, it's pointed so that when she hits people, it's more effective.
They are exactly as you remember them.
Mm. How's Uncle Tony been taking this since I've been out?
I mean, you know, he runs the organization the best he can, but...
He hasn't done anything other than that?
I mean, he's been trying to move heaven and earth to all, doing everything he can, but there's only so much he can do.
He's not a doctor or an engineer.
He's not a doctor or an engineer.
But he knows how to threaten them.
He certainly has, but I mean... This is big. Whatever this is, it's going above the government. You think that the feds aren't involved? I mean, they got everybody. CIA, FBI, any three-letter organization you can think of. Homeland Security, NSA, everyone's looking into this.
Why has nobody come in through the door since I've woken up? They would have been alerted.
I don't know. The nurses are probably busy.
Zana starts to cry. She begins to realize she doesn't think this is real.
You want me to go get it? I'll go get a nurse.
You see as Auntie Helen goes and opens the door.
Can I try to pull back the curtain that's next to me to see who's next to me?
Sure.
I want to look at the nerve gear on their head.
Okay. And you pull the curtain back. And you can see in the immediate four beds next to you, you see Snow and Draken and Wilson. And Tama.
Oh.
What do they look like? Like their actual...
They look like... They're not exactly like it, but they are very much resemble the people that I saw in the game.
Yeah, they look exactly as you imagined them to be.
So that's what Draken looks like without his hair styled back. Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Are they even from here? They're not from here. They're not from New York. What are they doing here?
And as you say that, and you're kind of contemplating everything that's going on, you hear alarms sounding off in the building. And you see a number of individuals with black suits and black glasses start running into the building. They shove Aunt Helen up against the wall.
Hey, don't you touch her!
And two of them grab you by the shoulders and force you back into your bed.
Ah! Dude, hey, what are you doing? I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. What? You gotta be so rough. I just woke up, man.
Roll.
Get your hands off her.
And you see as a number of individuals start to flood into the room. There's two restraining you, and there's three going after Auntie Helen right now. She's kind of shook, but she stands up, and you can see she's swinging at him, and she clocks one real good with her rings, and it digs in deep, and you see there's blood being drawn.
Auntie Helen, what do these guys want?
Until one of them pulls out a gun and shoots her twice.
Zaman doesn't say anything. She's silent. I know this isn't real. Now I know this isn't real.
Until you hear the sound of high heels walking down the hall. And entering the room is Camille Lacimus.
Ah, I slow clap. Very, very well done. Oh, well done. You emotionally traumatized me so much to make it. Like, do you think that I'm really going to fall for this?
Fall for it? There's nothing to fall for. You and I both know this isn't real yet.
This is your sick attempt at a threat. Auntie Helen wouldn't go down that easily. Woman's always wearing a bulletproof vest. I knew it. It's your one mistake.
Sure. If your loved ones were prepared and knew we were coming for them, if you could warn them, perhaps they would stand a chance. But you're just stuck in here, playing a game. How can you help those that you love on the outside if you're worried about strangers in here?
Not strangers anymore.
Are you willing to throw away those you love in reality for people in a game?
Those I love in reality, the people who have my back, the family I stand with, are not as weak as you assume. You might be in a lot more trouble than you think with me.
And you see as she approaches and seems larger than you remember.
They may not be as weak as we thought, but I can promise you, Zana, we are far stronger than you can imagine.
What do you want from me? What is it you want? You want me out of your way? You want me to help you? What do you want? What are you doing this for?
I just want you to be happy, Zana. Go home. Return to your family. Leave with your friends and live a nice, long, fulfilling life. But I need you to stop meddling in my plans.
I either tell her no and I say and I stay in this liminal state.
Ooh, the back rooms.
Or I accept her offer and go back. To which I've already thought of a couple of ideas. And I might be able to help my friends. But I did just give her all of those. She does kind of know. Fine. After 2 minutes of silence, she goes over all of her choices and really mulls over that there's only really one choice. And that is to get out and try.
I'm so pleased that you've come to see the most rational conclusion. You'll be returned to all of your friends, and it would mean oh so much to me if you could speak with them, convince them, make sure everyone's on the same page.
Wait, what do you mean? I told you I was okay with be sending back, and now you're gonna send me back to my friends? I'm confused.
I think it would be more meaningful if all of you collectively would agree to step down from this fiasco. And I know they would take it so much better from one of their own than they would from me.
I see what you're playing at now. Fine. I'll tell them.
As always, Zana, it's truly been a pleasure.
Trust me. Pleasure's all yours.
And your vision blacks out. And you come back with a gasp, and you are once again in the ballroom. But you don't see Camille.
Tears are streaming down my face. Snow. Where's she?
Roll a perception check. You're eagerly looking for all of your friends to see the state that they're in.
I think that's 30 perception.
You are able to peer out over the crowds as everyone kind of seems to be making their way over to the dance floor as the festivities of the reception have commenced and the first dance has just concluded. But none of your guildmates seem to be in all too of a festive mood. So the only two people that you are actually able to immediately see without looking for them too extensively are actually going to be Wilson and Draken.
I go up to Draken.
He looks pale. Paler than normal, to clarify. But he also seems to have a slight smile on his face.
Draken, I take it you saw her too, huh?
Yeah.
We need to have like a team meeting.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that should probably occur, right?
Let's go grab Wilson.
Yeah, okay.
Dang, what a party killer. Really looking forward to those crab ragoons.
You can see that Wilson's slumped over in a corner.
Oh no.
His head hung low.
Hey, Wilson. Hey, buddy. Yeah, we all got visited by that witch.
Yeah.
I'll reach to help Wilson to his feet. And I signal for Draken to do the same. Come on, buddy.
Yeah. Oh,
You all right?
Oh, no. How do I look all right?
None of us are all
right.
No,
I don't think we're all right.
I don't know why I asked that.
Who would ask that? Like, does this seem like an all right position?
I mean, it doesn't seem that bad from where I'm standing, but maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Let's find Snow. We go out into the nearest hallway.
And you just kind of start wandering the compound as you don't see her in the immediate area. But Snow, your conversation would have wrapped up by now. Where would you go?
I think she would stay in the room momentarily just to gather herself.
Okay.
Leaning over the table. And after a moment, she heaves a breath and then just tries to put a smile on her face before heading back out into the hall.
As you make your way out from the diplomat's quarters and are walking down the hall, you actually run into Tama, who's just kind of standing in this long auxiliary hallway.
He has a little bit of a thoughtful expression on his face.
He seems contemplative, but not distraught. In a similar state as you are, kind of a heavy heart weighing your options.
She just smiles at Tama, waves.
So, should we get back to the party, or...
Yes, I guess we better. We have that appointment to keep.
We do have an appointment to keep. She starts heading back towards the ballroom.
And Tama follows like about 10 paces behind, you know?
Yeah.
As they come out of the hallway, they spot you and you all kind of turn around and spot them. And it's like, oh! And you all lock eyes and begin approaching one another.
Snow, we gotta have a talk. I think we need a team.
Wilson, did you dip into the juice again? You do know that that is not juice. That is a spiked beverage.
It's not the time for that.
Why don't we go out into the hallway for a sec?
We are in the hallway.
We're in the cathedral. Are we not in open space right now?
I think I might just... We've unlocked the teleport location. I might just... Go back to the guild hall for now.
Wilson, we need you and your input.
Right now?
Very potentially.
I think it would be perfectly fine if we all head back to the guild hall for the time being. We've been working very hard recently, planning a wedding and all sorts of other things. I think we need a mental break.
Wait, how do we get back to the teleport location? If we can't teleport through floors, we fell from the sky into the sea.
It doesn't matter. You just hit the teleport location. This one has more of a randomized one, it looks like.
But we've unlocked the waypoint. I'm sure we'll be able to get back.
So then I guess we are not having that meeting.
One of us needs to stay and get the trident. Kind of our award. Do you think we can pick it up now?
Well, we haven't finished the meeting yet. All right, let's see how much time we have on this.
Snow looks at Wilson.
Wilson, go.
And you see as he doesn't even say anything. Just vanishes.
She looks like there's this very momentary, like, sadness that kind of crosses her face, but then she just goes back to keeping it as smiley and neutral as possible. Anyone else need a break?
I think we need to have a team meeting.
That's fine. We need to finish this mission.
We need to talk first. Did you not also see her? I'm pretty sure we all saw her. All got visited by the Wicked White Witch.
Whatever could you be talking about?
Can I roll against your bluff?
Yeah, bluff to sense motive.
As a 31 sense motive.
It's 28, so.
You can tell as if Snow is concealing something, but you're not quite sure why, nor are you sure exactly to the extent. Perhaps she did see Camille in passing, but didn't have a conversation?
I guess let's finish this mission and get back to the guild hall.
Are we still kidnapping the guy?
The plan is still as follows, except we just don't have Wilson delivering drinks. Instead, Draken, and you're taking over that role.
Draken, isn't he supposed to do the thing?
Do the thing? He can just do the thing wherever.
Quite literally, wherever.
Wherever, I mean, just bada bing, bada boom.
Okay. Tama? Kind of haven't said anything.
Well, I mean...
Just got this, you know, stoned look on your face.
I mean, I said, don't we have a meeting we have to?
I mean, I guess...
I mean, that is the mission, right?
Did nothing weird happen to you within the past, you know...
Sana, just drop it. This is not something we need to talk about right now in this space.
It's not too important right now.
Yeah, cool. I'll just mask my feelings.
Now she's picking up the program. And meanwhile, as you are all having this very awkward conversation with no one really wanting to open up with one another, you see as an absolutely radiant and jubilant Kalexi is kind of like dancing her way over to you guys. She's in her wedding dress and she's got like absolutely covered in pearls from head to toe. Absolutely decked out as much as one would imagine an underwater princess to be.
DM, where is the closest alcohol?
you most individuals have since left their tables.
I take up the closest drink on the table and I drink it.
She is actually approaching all of you as a group.
Wait a minute, there's something I have to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. This is the, I never thought this day would come. I'm getting emotional, I'm sorry. Oh, you all have been, we're missing one.
Oh, he had to take a dump.
The better terminology is his stomach was upset by something he ate,
I guess you...
He has a shellfish allergy.
Very bad location.
Very bad. For him to,
that's literally, like, you could get... By, like, shaking someone's hand here.
Shoot, is that what happened? Is that why he didn't want to tell us?
I do hope that everything's all right with him, but just not to spoil them. I'll have gifts delivered to all of you as just a token of my appreciation. You all have been so wonderful.
Thank you.
You know me, Kalexi. You have me behind your back. I'm there for you.
I appreciate it. Anyways, I have to go greet all of the guests. I do hope you enjoy the festivities. Please, all of the food, beverages, absolutely have as much as you want. And then I will have all of your presents delivered to your rooms in the castle.
Oh, thank you. We might be heading out shortly after. There's another important mission we have to deal with.
Okay, well...
But we'll come back and visit.
Yeah, Snow is staring past Kalexi at this point, not listening to her just kind of like going on, and she's looking for Ensnor.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this for now? I this whipped up.
And she turns around and she has five little gift bags, and she kind of hands one to each of you and then still holding on to another and hands it to Snow.
This is a token, just a small token of my appreciation.
Oh, the wedding papers!
When you wear these, anyone in all of Thessalia will know that you are high-rated and wonderful stewards of the kingdom itself and should not be questioned and are second only to the royal family.
You see that in each of these there is a small circlet. That seems to be made out of silver metal and has an aquamarine green gemstone in the center.
I will put it on. Since she doesn't have anything on her head, it's fine.
Yeah. So all of you now have these circlets.
Yeah, Snow is looking for Ensnor. she is looking to get this done.
There seems to be a lot less attention surrounding him currently.
Yeah, so she's looking to go towards him. She makes eyes at Draken, like, are you ready?
Gives you a thumbs up.
You have it on you, right?
Pulls out a flask.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Are you roofying him?
What? No, we're monkeyifying him.
Right. So, Tama, remember the plan.
Look intimidating.
Look intimidating. You're my bodyguard, and I lure him out of this area so we can turn him into a monkey without any issues, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Go do that thing, and then I'll bring in refreshments.
I'm on it.
And I distract everyone with Kalexi.
Yeah, sure.
On the dance floor?
Yeah, I guess. Just make sure everyone's paying attention.
Yeah, no, Zana, you were busy. You weren't with us when we made the plan. You were busy picking our dresses.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
right.
Somebody had to help her. She couldn't decide between aquamarine blue, Pacific blue, Atlantic blue.
Snow starts walking off, or, yeah, swimming off.
All right, so, Zana, go ahead and roll a perform as you are trying to dance so extravagantly to attract the attention of those around you.
I don't have perform on this sheet. Like, it's not like a...
You can roll perform untrained. You'll just be using your base charisma modifier.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, dang it. 7. This thing keeps rolling.
I have your charisma.
Yeah, it is adding my charisma.
Oh, it is adding your charisma. All right. Don't worry,
Zana
guys.
Starts badly dancing.
Zana is dancing so poorly that it is drawing the attention of everyone in the area. It's I call this one the sprinkler.
My motions aren't as fluid as everybody else's. They're more accustomed to moving in the water. I am not so much. How do I? I can't move my feet like I usually do.
Breaking out like all the good old like 70s and 80s disco dance moves. You're hitting them with the robot, the sprinkler, the lawnmower.
Or some water so it's all slow motion.
Yeah, so it's all like way harder to do and it doesn't look quite right.
I never got to go to real prom.
But meanwhile, Snow and Tama are approaching Ensnor Thane as Draken is attempting to play the part of a serving staff.
She kind of like floats over kind of sideways, as if, you know, like the walk up next to somebody nonchalantly.
Sure.
Can you believe this level of dancing? It's insane.
It's the festivities.
I can't stand them myself. So, you're Ensnor, correct?
He looks you up and down, kind of quizzical as to how you would know his name. Even though he is a high-rated official, you don't seem like someone who should be aware of his presence, per se.
She offers her hand to him. You can call me Snow. It's a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure is mine.
And he takes her hand and kisses it gently.
There's like a shiver that definitely runs up her spine like, ew, ew,
scaly
ew.
Scaly fish lips.
Why are his lips scaly?
What do you mean?
No!
Have you ever felt fish lips?
They're not scaly.
Well, they're not fleshy.
I'm not quite sure I've seen your kind around these parts before.
No, we're visitors from the surface. Actually, diplomats from a foreign nation interested in forming certain alliances.
Seems as if the Thessalian sway has gone far beyond its reach.
Oh, this? No. This is all a game.
In what game are you playing at?
Oh, you know.
No, in light.
In order to earn the trust of someone, you of course have to give them what they want. And then you take from them what you desire.
Now, very political of you.
Yes. And I seem to be under the impression you are also somewhat of a political man.
I more forthright with my policies.
I see. I tend to prefer being more upfront, but most politics require you to play behind the scenes. So tell me, what is it that you desire?
Rather intrusive question, don't you think?
You said you're upfront, as am I.
I am but a humble servant of the people, the seldom seen guiding hand of a nation, one of many. My desires are of little importance. The betterment of the Mominskian people is
all I want.
So how do you feel about this arrangement, then?
A farce. One most foul. We are forcing ourselves back into servitude, thinking of us as not equal, no, but lesser species. We should take our rightful place on the geopolitical landscape.
She smiles at that. Then I think we may have something quite in common. A private word with you, if I may. This is not something we can really discuss here in the open, not on such happy occasions.
Very well.
She basically does like this almost like flirtatious turn away and begins moving, expecting him to follow after her.
He does. And Tama, where are you in relation to all this?
The entire time, Tama is just standing about, like I said, like 10 paces behind her. And just as she walks by, he just waits and then follows behind her.
Ensnor seems to be following you quite closely, Snow. But before you break away entirely from the main cathedral festivities, you are about to go down an auxiliary hallway to
just to go into the
quarters.
Hallway, yeah.
For sure. Ensnor speaks up.
So, I see you have some of your own accompaniment. What happened to this private conversation?
She gets a little nervous that Tom has been noticed. She turns.
Apologies. Unfortunately, we are from a different land, different times. So,
she makes a gesture towards Tama like, shit.
Tama would understand, be like, just kind of back off a bit.
And he kind of glares over in that direction, but does begin to slink into the shadows.
Okay, so yeah, she will go into this sort of back room. I don't know if the back room is appropriate or not, but she does try to like pull up her side menu and be like, Tama, please stay kind of close.
Tama goes like, well, I know which room you're going to, so I'll just, after the door is closed, I'll stand right outside the door.
Yeah, please. I'm not in a very good form right now to fight.
And you begin leading him back to a similar diplomat's quarters to the one that you spoke with Camilla Seamus. It is a very plush and lavish quarters with chairs, tables, and minor refreshments.
Minor refreshments?
Yeah, like sea fruits.
Okay. Not like beverages, right? Like,
no, of course. Why would there be beverages? Gosh. There's like a bowl of fruit in the center of the table.
Wonderful. So she will begin having a discussion to buy time regarding things such as the interest that the Kingdom of Rimadolv might have in aiding their plight.
And why would this alternate nation want to meddle in the affairs?
There are certain resources that my queen seeks access to, and of course would be very limited from with this current alignment.
And what aid precisely can they provide? You two legs don't tend to move around quite as well.
A trade. We are looking to gain access to your Abyssine steel.
Quite a high price.
A high price to place certain individuals on a throne they deserve.
And who do you have in mind? And how do you propose you shall accomplish something which we could not have?
It does not matter to me who sits on the throne. What matters is that we develop an allyship with someone who is willing to offer this trade. And in exchange, you will have access to our resources in usurping the throne, or at least diminishing the power of the Thessalians.
This all sounds well, good, and fine. But you still have not convinced me that you could even accomplish such a task.
Meanwhile, as this conversation is occurring, and Snow's honestly more or less just trying to stall for time, Tama, you are kind of peering down the hallway that they snuck in under. As you see the door close, you begin to approach, as does Draken, with a tray of refreshments. But as you two are kind of walking up to the hallway, you see that two large fish guards in all black armor are also approaching, and you both kind of just lock eyes with one another and stop.
Thomas looks at Draken.
Draken looks at you, shrugs his shoulders.
Snow is sweating in the other room.
They look back at the fish guards. Tama takes one more step.
Forward or backwards?
Forward.
They kind of also take a step forward. It's like this really awkward bottleneck yeah. where it's like all of you can't fit down this hallway at the same time.
No, after you. No, after you. No.
But
you.
It's slightly less polite than that where it's like, what are you doing here?
Tama, I guess, will continue slowly walking forward as they're also walking forward.
Yeah.
And eventually, I guess, they get pretty close to each other.
They get, like, you're, like, almost shoulder to shoulder with them, and you're just, both of you are just kind of, like, looking one another up and down as you're walking to the same door.
Yeah. Tama just kind of stands on the one side of the door and just
they kind of
keeps his eye on them.
They stand on the other side of the door. Draken goes to like reach for the handle. One of them just like points his spear at Draken.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Refreshments?
I mean, it looks like he's delivering refreshments.
I was not informed of any refreshments.
I mean, neither was I, but I don't know. I'm just being here as a guard, man.
As am I. And I need to make sure that his High Council member, Enns Northlane, is safe and secure while he is in his diplomatic state.
We can always, I guess, taste the drinks.
Sure.
Do you have a cup? I don't really feel like it would be good to, like...
We shall fetch a taster.
And the one guard gestures for the other guard. The other guard goes away. And he comes back with, like, this really scrawny fish boy who's just, like, in a black cloak. Just kind of like waddling over. This individual looks super young, like he's like 11 or 12.
They make the 11, 12 year old potatoes for poison.
Yeah. What else can he do that's the servitude of his country?
Tell him to make a distraction.
Did Zana see them leave?
Roll a perception check.
Perception, it's 14.
You're having the time of your life on that dance floor right now. You're starting to get into it.
I got a bit boozed up just to get things off my mind.
Tipsy. Yeah, you're trying to just forget about your tales of woe.
So, you know, Thomas not much on the bluffing side of things or anything that, but he'll just like, what are the walls right behind him, man? It's like...
Sea stone?
Okay, he's going to like sunder the wall behind him with his elbow accidentally kind of. But, okay. You know, he's like... leans back and leans a little too hard back into the wall. Sure. And it's like, must be a flimsy wall, basically. Yeah.
what a distraction.
16.
I mean, okay, no, yeah, you do chip this stone fairly solidly, though.
All right.
There's that.
Did you pretend to, like, hit your funny bone? What are you doing?
No, he leaned back against the wall and, like, sundered it, but, you know, it's just like, how high quality are these walls?
I don't know. I'm not from around here. I thought I'd use cheap garbage in the Celia.
I mean, that broke pretty easily.
Doesn't surprise me.
Meanwhile, Draken's in the background, like, doing Kronk from Emperor's New Groove, just, like, mixing around the bottles. Just like, put this in there, just turn around, spin the thing.
I guess it's not bad if the bodyguards turn into monkeys, too.
They're not drinking it. It's the little boy that's drinking it.
Oh, no!
And Draken just makes a cocktail out of all of the drinks and the monkey juice and pours it into all the glasses.
Nobody tells Snow. That'd be bad.
So, I mean, just get the formalities out of the way, right?
The boy takes the silver cup with gold trim and pearls, or very ornate and decorative, and just downs the whole thing.
That's not a taste tester.
I don't know what I'm doing.
There are two other cups, so he takes one of
them. Was this just a random boy they found?
I've watched the previous 27 die before me. It's very frequent that people try to poison the council members. Ooh, it tastes fruity. Kind of like banana.
All right, you can send it in.
And Snow, you see that the door opens and Draken comes bearing two glasses.
And I, thank God there's something to drink here. My throat was getting a little parched.
Draken is just looking at you and shakes his head. No.
No.
She keeps as straight of a face as she can, and there's just an eyebrow raise. She takes a glass off of the tray, takes the other one and hands it to Ensnor.
And he waves it off.
Oh, come now. This is tradition.
Perhaps yours, not mine.
If we are to make any sort of agreement, we must accommodate each other.
Roll a diplomacy check. Zana, you get a message from Draken. So this is going poorly. Wait, oh.
Critical success. Nice. With a 30 total.
Beautiful. We may need to assassinate them. Also, don't be surprised if you see multiple monkeys running down the hall.
You get an he gets an okay hand.
The council member reluctantly takes the beverage and sips on it ever so slightly.
Snow pretends to sip on it a little bit, seeing what he's doing, but she's like literally just letting it sit at her lips, so she tilts it.
Roll bluff.
That was your bluff.
19.
He's probably got a pretty good sense mode.
I know! Don't tell me that!
He's a councilman.
He sets the cups down and just continues on the conversation with you.
All right, the conversation continues, GM.
Roll a diplomacy to see how well the conversation is going overall. You put yourself in these circumstances.
So, Zana,
Oh, wait, I get a plus one diplomacy or bluff to male people, male characters, not the male men, but like male characters, at least.
That's good.
Yeah.
Zana begins making her way away from the dance floor and sure. towards the hallway where she would know her friends exited.
Cool. You are making your way over in that direction, and as you do, you see this little boy kind of stumbling out from the hallway. He seems to be having a little bit of indigestion right now.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm fine.
I think you should take a step outside for some fresh air, hon. Don't throw up in here. They will yell at you.
I can't leave my post. They will kill me.
Aw.
The look on your face.
I look at him with pity and I walk on.
Okay. You don't actually know that he even drank the thing.
Yeah, you don't know what happened to him.
No, I just see this kid look not very good. No, and I tell him, hey, don't throw up in here. He goes, they'll kill me if I don't. I'm like, oh, sorry, bud.
And you begin walking down this hallway. You weren't given any warning. So you see two guards wearing all black armor wielding pikes standing on one side of the door and Thomas standing on the other side of the door. And Draken is currently exiting the room.
They're just staring at each other.
Hey, Tom and Draken and friends. I think they're going to cut the cake soon. And I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know. I'm not a cake person. Do you think I should be there?
Weren't you, like, one of the maids of honor or something? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. But I may or may not have just embarrassed Kalexi on the dance floor, like, a lot. And I don't think she's mad, but, like, you know...
I don't think you need to be there for the cake cutting. No.
Oh, thank goodness. I'll just take a breather out here with you guys.
The guards just kind of glare at you as you walk by.
Who are your friends?
Who are you?
I'm Orphan.
You're an orphan?
Orphan.
Oh, Orphal. Okay. Oh, okay.
And I'm Fintech.
Orphal and Fintech. Nice to meet you. You, enjoying the festivities?
No.
Do you enjoy anything?
Yes.
What do you enjoy?
The sounds of the screams of my enemies.
Aw, just like my aunt. I'm just trying to engage them in somewhat mild conversation until the other two get out, and then I have some scrolls of sleep I'm going to try and use.
Sure. How's the conversation going on inside? How's your diplomacy check?
23.
It's not bad, but
it seems like he's not buying what you're selling.
And he also was incredibly suspicious of you, and he has barely touched his drink.
Well, I do believe this is, unfortunately, a complete and utter waste of my time. I can't say that it's been a pleasure doing business with you, but I do wish you all the best.
And it seems as if he's getting up to leave the room.
Oh, I shouldn't do it.
You get a message.
Should I do something?
Yeah, please, immediately.
What kind of something?
I don't know. Should I kill him?
On a scale of one to, like, ow.
Ow, enough.
And you see that Draken kind of just, like, very staunchly, rigidly stands up straight, turns, and starts walking down the hall very briskly in the further in to the annex room, and then just, like, turns a corner.
What?
He just walks away from the room.
Where is your friend going?
How should I know?
I know he has indigestion sometimes.
I'm only the bodyguard.
I only get told bodyguard information.
I'm his friend. I get told everything, even the stuff I don't want to know. He drinks way too much espresso, causes him indigestion, and yet he still drinks so much espresso.
Do they know what espresso is?
Whether they do or not, Zana, I can roll bluff if you want.
Yeah, please do.
But it's true. He does
drink. He drinks a lot. There, every good lie is veiled behind Ruth.
Oh, the truth is, you know what? The lie is he tells her everything.
That's 36.
Pretty well.
Meanwhile, Snow, inside, you see as the council member is standing up and getting ready to walk to the doorway, you hear hurried footsteps outside the hall, and then all of a sudden, phasing through the wall, you see an arcing electric bolt, and it just smacks him right in the skull.
Did you just kill him? Because I would have anyway at this point.
If
Zana hears anything in the room, she will cough loudly to cover it up.
It certainly does not kill him, but it does sound almost like a blast of electricity detonates. And you see it shock, and the council member's kind of convulsing. And he does let out a scream, howling in pain.
What is this farce? I knew it. This is all a ploy.
And you see he pulls out a dagger from underneath his...
Damn it. All right. Fine. What level are you?
Meanwhile, on the outside, Tama, you now have a pike pointed at you. And likewise, Zana, you do as well.
Are they both within 5 feet of me?
No. They wouldn't, because their pikes give them reach. If you stepped 5 feet forward in front of the door, you would be within 5 feet of both of them.
Okay.
But currently, you are 10 feet away from both of them.
Well, why are you pointing those at us? Shouldn't you be checking on the guy in there?
Snow basically just stands there, just rolls her eyes in her head, just snaps her finger and says,
Obey.
Obey. And she's going to cast Dominate Person on him.
What's the same?
21 should be the save.
And it seems as if he stands up rigidly and kind of just... turns to you, unmoving.
She thinks, drink.
And he goes up and picks up the glass on the table and downs the entire thing.
And hands him the next one. Drink.
He is unable to do the second one before the two guards barge their way into the room.
Okay. She thinks, mimicking his words in his own mind, like, everything is fine.
Everything is fine, gentlemen. Twas but an accident.
Are you sure, Ensnor?
Yes. Did I stutter?
And he kind of shoos them away. They close the door behind him, and they both glare over at Tama and Zana.
Look, I don't know why you're mad at me that you're doing your job wrong, man.
I don't like you.
Not a lot of people do.
There's something fishy going on here.
Was that a pun? Are you trying to be silly with me?
No, I don't like these circumstances. Not one bit.
Oh, are you guys as racist as your boss? Yeah, you guys don't like the Salonians then either? Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean either? You're parading around like one of her handmaids.
Oh, well, I mean, she is really sweet and thoughtful and kind. Which is more than I'm seeing from you guys. Tama, you good if I head back?
That's fine.
Snow's going to issue a new command.
Okay.
Dismiss the guards.
Okay. He begins walking over to the door and opens it.
Ophal, Fintech, be gone with you. I have no more need of your services.
What council member?
Need I demote you?
Ooh, someone's in trouble for barging in when they shouldn't have been.
How about instead of the front lines, I sent you to prison duty so you can roam the halls of the Underdark?
No, sir.
And the pair of them swim away.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. All right, pen, paper, something. He's got to write a note saying, oh, I'm going to be gone for a long time or whatnot. In his handwriting, right? Thank you, Draken, Tama.
So Draken rushes back over.
Did everything work out? I hit him, right?
Yep.
I guess. I wasn't in there.
Oh, okay. The guards are gone.
Yes, we are dominating his mind right now.
Oh, that's cool. Good. That's good.
So should we, like, you know, hightail it out of here?
We gotta make him turn into a monkey first.
What are we gonna do with him once he is a monkey?
Well, I'm going to cast Geass on him.
Shouldn't you wait till after he's a monkey? Because then he'll have a lower will save.
Yes, I'm going to, but I'm going to cast Geas on him. But first, we need him to write a letter saying he's going away, blah, blah, blah.
Also, wait. I'm just throwing this out here. If we turn him into a monkey, we are currently underwater. Won't he just drown?
I have the water-breathing spell, actually.
Yeah, just shove it down his throat.
Wait, we can also just feed him a water-breathing potion for now.
I do have both. I have a spell
Does
and a potion.
Does that affect you after you're polymorphed?
No, yeah. Polymorph removes it.
Then we could pour it down his throat after.
This plan was not very well thought through. Weren't we going to drop him off at Margaret?
Yeah.
Well, you were supposed to, like, I don't know. Listen.
Well, Wilson was supposed to be doing what I just did. Well, and now, I'll pull around a cab.
Don't worry. We will have a pet monkey for a little bit.
And you just see Draken runs out of the room and he is going to fetch a carriage.
Okay. She finds some paper or something that he can write on in here.
Okay.
And she gives him basically the mental thought of, you're going on vacation.
You see as his face contorts as if he's grimacing in order to resist, but even against his better judgment, you see his hand begin moving the quill.
Yeah, Snow does not like that, and she will cast the hex on him. I think it's misfortune that I actually want to do.
So he rolls twice and takes the worst result?
Yes.
But nevertheless, eventually, you have a well-articulated notary from this council member saying that after and in lieu of the festivities that happened in the Thessalian capital, he has decided to go on a brief vacation to a nearby cabin he has in the shelves.
Wonderful. So, figure out who to give this to and then we'll be fine.
How much longer till he turns into a monkey?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a gradual thing? Do we know that?
I don't know. How are you feeling?
Speaking of which, you all begin to hear shrieking coming from the banquet hall.
Oh no. That one kid finally threw up.
Oh,
kid? She comes out after she hears this.
You poke your head out, and you see a monkey swinging from the chandelier outside. It seems like it's struggling to breathe.
Tama looks over at Draken.
Tama?
Oh, shit.
Draken, what happened?
Nothing that we can fix at this point.
Am I close enough to try and go towards it?
You can, but the creature is now kind of panicked and like flailing about.
It's going to suffocate so quickly.
I want to use my scroll of sleep.
Sure.
Because they have a high, don't they?
Yeah. Very low hit die. Yeah, you can sleep it.
It's just going to die in its sleep.
It is unconscious. Okay. Almost immediately.
Then I swim up to it and I feed it a potion of water breathing.
Okay. It successfully does not choke on the liquid you're pouring down its throat while it's unconscious, and it seems to start breathing normally for the time being.
And it's unconscious?
Yeah, very.
Okay, what is this one? Who is this?
Oh my god, why is there a monkey at my wedding?
We thought it would be funny to, like, have them come as, like, trained jugglers, but,
Who signed off on this? I greatly appreciate the sentiment, but if it could be removed before you start more of the guests.
We'll remove it. Bad idea. I'm so sorry.
Just a little bit.
I'm going to fire that guy who suggested it.
How long does it take for him to zippity-zap and become a monkey?
As he is drinking, he's currently drinking 2/3 of one whole dose. He's transforming a little bit slower, but it does seem as if he is undergoing the process of transmodification.
Just keep him in the room.
That's what I'm trying to do.
He slowly becomes a monkey as well.
So I drag the other monkey back. Does he need one of these two? And I hold up a potion of water breathing.
Yes, probably. Yeah. What?
Okay, I shove it in his mouth.
Yeah, and he downs it and starts breathing normally.
Do we want him to sleep like this guy?
Hold on a second. I'm going to cast Geas on him. I'm just chanting, you are a monkey, only a monkey. You are the king of the monkeys.
Only a monkey.
You are a monkey. You will be happy as a monkey. You are just a monkey. Nothing more, nothing less.
I want you to understand, Geas takes 10 minutes to cast.
I know.
You're just chanting, you are a monkey.
Someone
for 10 minutes.
Someone comes by the door outside. It's like,
They're in the middle of a diplomatic meeting.
Wow, I mean, maybe monkeys need therapy too.
You are happy. You are satisfied.
Yeah, man. And so you take 10 minutes to brainwash this guy after you true polymorph him so that he thoroughly believes that he is a monkey. The king of the monkeys, a very happy monkey who lives on an island. He's now very confused as to why he's here and not on his island.
Let's go get you back to your island.
Oh, I'm so sorry, little monkey king. We give him a little crown made of paper.
He adjusts it as it wasn't straight enough, but he's very proper. He actually takes one of the stand covers and like drapes it around his shoulder as if it's a cape.
All right, Snow, let's hightail it out of here.
Tell Yord we need the staff. He's no longer in trouble.
All right, Tama, you hold this.
All right.
Did you just get handed a monkey?
He's fine with that.
It's sleeping.
This like child knows like he's... Yeah. The child knows he's not a monkey.
Yeah. But he's sleeping. He's unconscious. It's okay.
Is this true polymorph?
Like, yeah, it's gonna last indefinitely.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no! Okay.
He likes bananas.
So... Zana looks at,
honestly, it's probably better than his previous
I mean, he was gonna die of poisons, at some point.
Alright, I will, meet you guys at the getaway car. I'll grab the staff from your... Go! Alright.
Snow is carrying a monkey.
Yeah.
I head back into the main banquet hall.
Okay. And you spot Yord, who seems to currently be, using the trident, as a back scratcher.
Hey, Yord! Hey, buddy! I think we solved that problem for you indefinitely.
Oh, you found a cure to fungus? Nasty to a fungus.
Actually, I do know someone that has the cure to that.
Oh, really? That's phenomenal.
But I'm talking about our other problem, the one that you said if we handled, we could have the back scratcher try to...
Sorry about that. I didn't really... Well, again, we run back into the problem where I can't breathe.
I hand him 4 potions of water breath.
All right, cool. So that'll hold me over for like 2 days.
Yeah, and then if you eat the stuff that they feed at dinner...
He's got to talk to his wife. She can fix it.
Yeah, can't your wife? She's been doing it for us, like making it so that we can breathe, man.
Fine.
Dude, by the way, I say as I'm reaching for the trident, nice job on the hot wife.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm really, really killing it out here.
Yeah, man.
Alrighty, well, yeah, not a problem. Alrighty, here we go. I guess my life's no longer in imminent danger, and I am the wealthy ruler of an entire nation. I'll probably, like, abdicate the throne after I take all of the wealth and finances, but that's not a you problem. So here you go.
So I take the trident. I would like to immediately put it into my inventory.
And he downs one of the potions. And the...
He starts drowning.
Yeah, he starts drowning almost immediately. He doesn't know how to swim. So he can breathe, but he can't move.
I gave him all 4 of my water breath potions.
Yeah. You have the Trident of Valamos.
Ooh. That must have been the actual king. This poor kid.
So after putting that into my inventory, I say my pleasant goodbyes to Yord and wave to Kalexi as I head out.
She's very busy, but she does manage to give you a wave.
Yeah, I'll see you later, girl.
And then you scurry your way out where there is a carriage pulled by seahorses waiting for you. And you already see that Snow, Tom, and 2 monkeys are currently jumping around the back.
No,
the other one probably woke up by now.
Okay, Snow had explained to him, you're going to have a new life. You are going to be taking care of the Monkey King. He is very benevolent, and you will have bananas for the rest of your life. No poison will ever have to be ingested. I heard you had to drink some. That's really unfortunate.
Sorry, man. You weren't supposed to get caught up in this.
You all away to the city's edge where you meet up with Burble and his turtle taxi. You drop off the once-canceled member, Ensnor Thane, and his cupbearer, turn now monkey servant, as those 2 walk off into the sunset to go conquer this new island.
That's beautiful.
This was one of the weirdest missions we've had, and we've had a lot of weird missions.
I agree. That was very strange.
And we have to have a serious discussion when we get back to the guild hall.
Well, I mean, there's nothing really left here for us now. Nothing pressing, at least. I mean...
Mission complete, everybody. We got the thing.
We got the thing. Let's just head back to the guild hall for now.
Almost seems like a moot point.
A what?
A moot point.
Moot point?
Yeah, moot
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, if you're talking, but I put you on mute, it's like you're not saying anything. It's not relevant. How does any of this matter in the grand scheme of things?
We're
just going to talk about this guild hall.
Okay.
And Draven teleports.
Zana follows after.
And you all make it back to the guild hall. And Snow sends out a message to everyone around for an emergency guild meeting. It takes everyone a while to drop whatever it was that they were in the process of. Some individuals protest. It seems as if Odette and S really didn't want to leave their station as they were finally starting to ingratiate themselves to the people in the Poison Eater's Village, and they were finally making some serious headway on their quest.
Please tell me they come back dressed in like total tribal gear.
Yeah, they're in like total tribal gowns. But eventually, after a few hours, as it is getting later into the evening, after the sun has set and the stars now fill the sky, candles are lit in the main great hall of the Odd Guild, and everyone is sat around a table. A number of members, joyful to see everyone regathered, but quizzical for the urgent meeting called, and others somberly sitting on the side.
So, everyone's here, right? 1, 2, 3. There's a mathematical number of people here. Great. Oh, thank God I can switch out of... Thank you. My voice is back. I'm normal again.
Snow, you should really get that looked at.
It's a requirement. I can't turn off the voice modulation when I switch forms.
Oh, trust me, you could.
Grundle, I'm afraid of anything you would offer me, but... down to the order of business... Long and short, we found the way out of the game.
Huzzah! That is phenomenal. This is stupendous news. How difficult is it? Is there a beast that guards the gate? Something that must be vanquished?
Do you want to leave?
Of course. We could usher out all of the players.
Then you can leave.
Grand! We should notify everyone at once. What is this somber occasion?
Well, we can leave our guild. We've met the requirements, and we've been given the opportunity to sign out.
I'm sorry. What do you mean we've met the requirements?
Meaning we've met all of the requirements that we need to meet in order for someone to not want us in the game anymore.
I wasn't going to put it that way, but yes, we have been given the gracious opportunity to leave the game. No ifs, ands, or buts. No requirements.
Well, there is one requirement.
We just leave.
There is one requirement. Are we not going to talk about the one requirement that we have to make in order for all of us to leave? We have to leave everyone behind and stop going after that scary witch.
Is that what she told you?
That's literally the deal. We get to all go free, all of us who have worked so hard, all of us who are actually pushing forward, all of us who are actually making progress, we get to leave and everybody else gets to stay.
And we've worked so hard and we've reached a point. We can leave. She just looks at everyone.
You see as Galahan slams his fist on the table.
This is unacceptable. No, leave. We were already so close. We could have saved everyone. We still can. There's nothing precluding us. Is the way forward difficult? Yes. Will sacrifices be required of each and every one of us? But to turn your back on those unable to help themselves.
But then he pauses. He kind of turns and looks in the direction of Selena.
Perhaps it would be better if without any additional sacrifice of our own. I only need time to reflect on this ultimatum that we have been presented with.
If we go out of the game, though, that doesn't mean we have to stop this fight.
I mean, didn't you just say so yourself that, like, she didn't want us meddling in our affairs?
She did, and her affairs are in game, and so are we. But if we bring attention to what she's doing on the outside...
I can't do that. No. I wouldn't recommend anyone do that.
Is that because she threatened your family too, Wilson?
Of course it is!
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not all of us are cold-hearted individuals. Some of us just live normal lives.
Okay. Well, I don't know how normal my life is, but I know my family doesn't go down without a fight.
Sure, Sana, but think of someone else besides yourself for once.
That's what I'm trying to do.
If any of us go after Camille, she'll come after all of us.
And if no one goes after her?
We could just put it all away like it was a bad dream. We could just live our lives.
Sure, I can live with that on my conscience, you know? I've done maybe worse things. Can you? Can you? She points at the people around the table. Can you live with that on your conscience? I used to think I might be able to. Heck, before I entered this game, I probably wouldn't even think about it twice. But you people are the ones who changed me.
We're not the heroes. We're just people. We don't have to stay. You don't have to if you don't want to. I don't think it's fair to ask anyone to stay. If they want to leave.
No. If you want to leave, leave.
I also don't think it's fair to put something on everyone's conscience when it's not our fault that we're here.
No, it's not. It's not really anyone's fault, is it? Except for one person.
One person? Zana, I'm pretty sure this is an entire organization that we're facing. We're all just regular people, as far as I'm aware. Maybe not you and your weird bird fears and stuff, but...
Well, I know for one that my parents, I really should, if I have the opportunity, I really should get back to them. I can't imagine what they're going through right now. All the stuff that they've done for me, and to have that potentially just be gone, I couldn't do that to them just because when I had the opportunity to go back to them and decided not to. I couldn't do that.
It's not fair. We just got into the game, and it's been very fun. We've got to see the heroes and legendary stories. I don't know if I want to go yet. There's too much to do.
I don't know about all you guys, but I have a wife and kids to get back to. They're waiting for me. I'm leaving if I get the chance.
I guess it really depends on who you have waiting for you back home.
And I think that is where we're going to end this week's episode of The Odd Campaign.
Thank you, Foundlings, for listening to this week's episode of Sword Online Odd. We are so glad that you joined us and that you'll continue to follow along with The Odd Guild. Perhaps we reach a conclusion, or do we continue? Who knows? You have to find out next week on The Odd Campaign. But as always, we want to give a big thank you and shout out to Michael Gelfi of Michael Gelfi Studios, Monument Studios, Epidemic Sounds, and Artlist for all the artists and various creators that we borrow and utilize music and ambiance from. Go ahead and check out those links in the description below. And if you want to support the podcast, you can do so by joining our Patreon. That link is also there. And if you do, you can also join the cool kids table like Stephen Howland and Jason Lillis, who are supporters for us on our Patreon. So we're so grateful to them. Thank you guys. And you can hang out with us in our Discord, and like, that's where we do all of the updates. Not even joking. I've given up on social media. I can't do it. Help. Thanks. Okay. Anyway, we'll see you next week on another episode of The Odd Campaign.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.